I've got it too wide. It was just an 8-foot hall between those rooms.
Oh, so you had two rooms on each side of the hall?
Mm-hmm. And this went out on a porch out here. And then there was a two-room house out here. And one was the kitchen and one the dining room.
Which was which?
This is the kitchen.
Oh, the one furthest to the west was the kitchen?
Yeah.
What'd you call that walk here that went out?
I don't know, just a catwalk, I reckon. It was a tricky thing because some of us was all the time falling off of it and blooding our nose on something.
How did you heat your house?
With fat pine and oak wood. Back then there wasn't any gas or electricity or anything. I don't know. I can't remember just when we first had electricity. But it was many years. I don't know. I don't remember for sure that we had electricity before I married and left there. I would have been married 47 years in January. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe we had electricity then. Mm-hmm.
You say, how long you had a fireplace then?
Yeah, I had two fireplaces, one in each end of the house. And my daddy cut oak wood, and back then there was a lot of fat pine. I don't know.
What'd you call that?
That pine?
Mm-hmm.
Lightered. I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
But that's what it was. One of our neighbor boys taught school out in Texas, and he is telling the kids something in school. I guess he teaches in college. He's telling kids something about a lightered knot, mm-hmm. and they said they didn't know what in the world was a lightered knot. Well, it's little old knots that fall off of pine trees, you know, and mm-hmm. it's just as fat as it can be. All you got to do is just stick a match to it, and it'll catch right up. So he came out here one time, and my husband and one of their friends got out and helped him pick up a corn sack full of lightered knots to carry back to Texas with him, and
on a fireplace, you know, the smoke goes up through the, what do you call that?
The chimney.
Okay. You ever heard that called anything else?
No, ma'am.
You ever hear chimney?
Yeah, nearly everybody said chimney, but it's chimney, C-H-I-M-N-E-Y.
Uh-huh.
My mama was kind of a person that if she knew the right way to say anything, she insisted on us kids saying it that way. She didn't like for us to just, you know, say it anyway and maybe it not even make sense.
And on a fireplace, the open place on the floor, in front of the fireplace, well, this thing right here, you call
that's a hearth.
Okay.
And
what do you call the things that you lay the wood across?
Well, we call them fire dogs. They're supposed to be andirons, but we call them fire dogs, you know, just... I don't know why,
mm-hmm.
but that was what we called them. And we used to, we'd have what we called a smokehouse, and we'd raise hogs and kill, sometimes it's